Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Zelwyn Heide. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 10, verses 1 to 12. And Jesus left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and crowds gathered to him again. And again, as was his custom, he taught them. And Pharisees came up and, in order to test him, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away." And Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. The Pharisees are not interested in what Jesus has to say. They want to trip him up and get him into trouble. On the one hand, they ask this question in the region beyond the Jordan where Herod Antipas ruled. John the Baptist had been in prison for criticizing Herod's marriage to Herodias, both of whom had divorced their first spouse before getting married to each other. By getting Jesus to condemn what Herod had done, the Pharisees hoped he would land in prison too. On the other hand, they asked Jesus this question, hoping that he would say something controversial. Among them, there was really no question. They believed that Moses permitted divorce, and therefore divorce was an acceptable practice. The only real question for them was, for what reason? Some among them said divorce was really only permissible in cases of adultery, but others said that one could get a divorce for virtually any reason. A later text said that divorce was permissible if your wife burned your meal, or even if you found someone more pleasing than she was. Many of the Pharisees thus had a low view of marriage, thinking of it as something that could be broken when it was no longer a benefit. If they could get Jesus to go against this then, they could say that he was a heretic, going against what everybody else thought. That way, no one would listen to him. But Jesus refuses to back down. "Yes, it's true," he says, "Moses did allow a man to write a certificate of divorce." Deuteronomy 24 was the passage in the Old Testament that the Pharisees had in mind. But there, God does not approve the practice so much as regulate it. "When a man takes a wife and marries her," Moses says, "if then she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some indecency in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce," and so forth. In other words, when this happens, then this is what should happen. The divorce has already happened. The sin is already done. But to prevent further sin, here is what should happen next. "That's what Moses meant," Jesus says. "It was the hardness of your hearts, the hardness of heart that caused the divorce in the first place, that demanded this to be written. God wanted to contain the sin and prevent it from causing further problems." But it's not a good idea to define what marriage is by talking only about when it fails. Thinking of marriage in that way will warp our thoughts into something else, just as the Pharisees had done. By talking endlessly about when it was permissible to get a divorce, marriage became something like a contract, taken up quickly and gotten rid of just as quickly. Any society that treats marriage in that way will soon find itself filled with many, many other evils, exactly what Deuteronomy 24 was designed to prevent. But that's not the only thing Moses said about marriage, Jesus says. God's intention for marriage is found much earlier in the Bible, right at the very beginning of creation. "God made them male and female, so that a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined fast to his wife. In this way, the two become one flesh. God has brought them together. God has made them one. Marriage is something that God does, not man. God is the Lord of marriage, not man. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. That is what marriage is intended to be. That must be our aim and nothing lower. One husband and one wife for life. Now I know that it's not always easy. Sin ruins everything, including marriage. Broken marriages are an unfortunate reality in every age, including ours. It may be the better of two bad options to get a divorce, the lesser of two evils, but it is still an evil. Divorce is a sin. But for those who repent of their sins, including the sin of divorce, there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ, who in John chapter 4 promised the living water of the Holy Spirit to the woman who had had five husbands. And in John 8, he said to the woman caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Let us pray. Merciful Father, your patience and loving kindness toward us have no end. Grant that by your Holy Spirit, we may always think and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.